Venerable clergy and religious, my dear friends in Christ, the epistle for today is always a memorable one. Very often we read the epistles of St. Paul on Sundays, and of course all are full of meaning and spiritual lessons for us. But maybe not so memorable as today's epistle, which is affectionately called St. Paul's Brag. I remember being quite young and my parents, of course, trying to teach us all humility. And then you read this epistle of St. Paul, it's like, well, isn't St. Paul sort of bragging about himself, listing all of these different things that he did? And boy, isn't he amazing. And of course, we have to remember that this is the inspired word of the Holy Ghost. And there is also context to this epistle. St. Paul, in writing to the Corinthians, is defending his ministry in that city. There were those seeking to calumniate him and spread word that he was an imposter. And so he defends not himself, but the work that he had done amongst the faithful. And though he lists the great hardships, which really are incredible, and the great work that he accomplished, and even mentions revelations that were given him, though of course he does not name himself, but we all know. At the end of this, St. Paul still humbles himself. He really humbles himself. He finishes this epistle by saying, "Lest the greatness of the revelations should puff me up, there was given me a thorn for the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Concerning this, I thrice besought the Lord that it might leave me. And he has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness.'" The great St. Paul, apostle of the Gentiles, was tempted toward the sins of the flesh. What an abjectly humiliating thing to have to admit. But admit it, he does. And we have as the conclusion this Sunday for this epistle, "Gladly, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities, that the strength of Christ may dwell in me." That is to say, it's not any of the things previously mentioned. It's not the great works. It's not the revelations. If I will take glory in one thing, it is in the fact that I am so weak and helpless. Because with that knowledge, I know that the work that is being done is Almighty God's work and not my own. But St. Paul, this firebrand, the greatest missionary maybe that ever was, is still human. He still has the flesh to contend with. And there is no mistake in the message we are given today as we prepare for the holy season of Lent. We have a little more than a week before we begin the season of penance. And we are reminded through St. Paul that we all are indeed weak. We have also to contend with the flesh. And what are we to do? How do we contend with the flesh? St. Paul tells us, he says, I chastise my body and I bring it into subjection, lest in preaching to others I myself become a castaway. We are going to set about this task on Ash Wednesday. For the next 40 days, we will chastise our bodies and bring them into subjection. It is, I believe, the great scourge of our human nature. We are prone to so many faults and failings. But it has always been the case, and it is even more the case now, that we love pleasure. How many incredible inventions there are simply for our convenience or for our pleasure. Not too long ago, if you were to go back in time 100 years or 50 years or even less, and you would show someone, I have an entire catalog of everything you can think of and more, things that you could not possibly think of to make your life easy, convenient, pleasurable. Not only that do I have an entire catalog of these things, but it's on this device, and I can push two buttons, and it'll be here tomorrow. Our society, especially this Western society, is basically based around pleasure. How can I make myself more at ease? And maybe we don't realize how much this has seeped into our very natures. The way that we think is saturated with this love of pleasure. My dear friends in Christ, this is a disaster. Our blessed Lord said, unless you do penance, you shall likewise perish. What sort of penance are we doing? Do we have that spirit of sacrifice that we see in the saints? And this is a point that needs to be observed in the lives of the saints very carefully. It is not just the doing of penance sometimes that we see in them. They lived a life of penance. They did not seek their own pleasure and convenience the rest of the year, and then during the 40 days of Lent, okay, well, then they got serious, and that's how they became saints. No. There is not a saint in heaven that did not always mortify themselves. And this is perhaps the most frightening thing to us. That is, at least to our human nature. We detest penance because we love pleasure. How are we going to follow Jesus crucified? How are we going to make it to heaven? We might even go further and say, how are we even going to save our soul? if our focus tends to be upon ourself. This is one of the motives of penance. We do penance. We do these difficult things. First and foremost, to prove our love. Because Jesus has done it first, and we're going to follow his example. We're going to imitate him, and by so doing, show that we care, that we do indeed love him in return. But an essential fruit of this penance is the taming of the flesh, as St. Paul mentions. Chastise my body and bring it into subjection. It's a wonderful example, and it's one that we've heard many times, but it's good to reiterate. St. Francis of Assisi, known for his austerities, he was so determined to follow Jesus crucified. He wanted to resemble him in every way, and so he took for himself holy poverty. He was going to be deprived of conveniences of every kind, and even essentials. He would need to beg for his food. Sometimes he would not have a shelter over his head. And St. Francis, this great saint who understood what it was to follow Jesus crucified, had a very wise and a very practical concept of himself. He realized, like St. Paul, that we are made up of two people, essentially, a man of the flesh and a man of the spirit. We have that nature of God that is in our souls by sanctifying grace from baptism. And we do have his help through actual grace. But we also have this man of the flesh as a descendant of Adam. And we have this tendency towards sin, this love of pleasure. And St. Francis realized that this nature in him, we might even just say his body, was like a stubborn mule. He called his body Brother Donkey because he realized it's going to throw fits. It's going to be stubborn. It is going to be difficult to train. But train it, he must. And St. Francis, by being hard on himself, was able to tame the flesh, was able to completely overcome self, and it was verified in him, again the words of St. Paul, I live now not I, but Christ lives in me. So perfect an example, an imitator of Jesus Christ, that he was blessed with the stigmata. Our Lord gave him the marks of his passion in his body. So my dear friends, let us be determined this Lent really to follow Jesus crucified. Be hard on ourselves. Take the fast seriously, those of us who are of fasting age. If you are not of fasting age, take on whatever penances you can. And a reminder, it should make us uncomfortable. It should hurt. We must not do anything against the fifth commandment that would damage our health or our bodies. But we should be uncomfortable. Be generous. Remember always the reason we are doing this. Like St. Francis, to follow Jesus, suffering all the way to the summit of Calvary. Like St. Paul, to be able to say, I live now, not I, but Christ lives in me. This is truly the antidote to sin. If we need to overcome sin, do penance. To love Almighty God more, let us do penance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.